Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are. Thanks for joining us today. Before we start, a quick disclaimer. This podcast should not be considered financial advice. The content of this broadcast here and on any other platforms are for educational and entertainment purposes only, inside our own personal opinions. In order to make the best financial decision that suits your needs, please conduct your own research and seek the advice from a licensed financial advisor if necessary. Let me get Finn up here real quick. Shout out to Happy Caddy Crypto for always providing a place for Luna Classic community to get solid information on what is going on. He has always been there, and his coverage on upcoming proposals has always been helpful in understanding what they are about. I have to also mention thanks to Frag and Straith Cole for putting out all the work for the ideas to move forward on the blockchain. You can see their latest proposal idea regarding the market module on Commonwealth. Give them a follow and also give Happy Caddy Crypto a follow on X and YouTube to always know where to go for further reading on what's to come. Congratulations to Lunk Development Fund for reaching 1% voting power and continuously supporting the L1 Task Force. Consider staking with them as they provide auto compounding for your convenience. Congrats to the Ashholes who keep buying more ash, making the price decline. Climb to new all-time highs. What a bunch of assholes. PSX and Finn, welcome. Thank you for being here today for this awesome podcast. And Finn, you're the creator of Terra Spaces. Thank you for being here. And how are you doing?
PM fam. How's everybody doing this morning?
Is it still morning?
It is for another hour, baby. Let's go. It's brunch. It's boozy brunch. Let's get it.
Yeah, I've been watching Zephyr and just shoot through the roof, and it's been jumping into one space after another with it. So forgive me if I'm gonna start chilling it in this space at the same time. And my morning started pretty damn good. How's everything in your end? You're on the West Coast, right?
Yep, good old West Coast, the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, and, we're going to touch 50 by the time this space is over. So let's fucking go, Zeph. Where all my Zephews at?
No, absolutely. You're a fan too.
Bro, I was following this thing from like $5 and I didn't have any money. I was like, man, I'm going to miss this. I'm like, all right, it's at like 20. It'll pull back. No worries. I'll get a good entry. And then like every day's previous bottom is the next day's top or whatever the fuck. And then I finally just was like, all right, I scraped together some change and threw it in at what I thought was the top, and it ended up not being. So let's fucking go.
And congratulations to all the Zeph holders who bought early. And I think, what was it? Coach Bruce, many of us know him as Lunk Dow, but I think he bought it at like $1. And I can't imagine what was like a 4X? Like, what is it now?
$40-something, right?
Nope, 48 and counting. Oh, wow. Let's fucking go. That's why I said we're hitting 50 before this space is over, but let's see it.
Yeah, get on everyone with their green boner. I'm like really jealous because maybe I shouldn't be so regretful, but I mean, there's always opportunity here coming down the pipeline, hopefully in the near future. But really happy for everybody. So, good on everybody. For anybody who doesn't know who you are or Terra Space, can you dive in a little bit about that, like how you got started and why?
Yeah, sure. I've been podcasting since like 08. I've been writing raps and stuff since like 04, just kind of fucking around doing music and just making fun comedy podcasts. I used to be like a pizza delivery guy, and then I was doing water delivery in Montana for like this small family water store. So I spent a lot of time in a vehicle driving around, got into podcasts pretty heavy, and then was like, man, I, I see a lot of dumbass shit every day. I should start my own. And then, I've been doing that since like 08. And then it was 2021, I think, like around October, a buddy of mine was like, hey, can you come do some like audio stuff for us over here on Terra? And I was like, yeah, what do you guys need? And he's like, well, everyone's doing all these spaces, but nobody's recording them. And this was back when I guess either a very small amount of accounts had capability to record or none did. And then they started enabling it. So when I started, we would just, it was me and my computers just archiving as many of these Terra spaces as I could. And then I made like this offhanded comment about being like the Terra Al Jazeera. If you guys can peel me off some funding, I'll quit my job and just come do this full time. And like the next morning I had a message from Doe. He was like, what's your wallet address? I'll fund this. Go quit your job. I was like, no way. It was like 6 a.m. I've told the story before. If anyone's heard it, I'm sorry. But I like thought somebody was just fucking with me. Like, yeah, you know, we all like to troll each other. So I'm like, all right, somebody's trolling me for sure. And I finally kind of woke up a little bit and started doing my little diligence. And I was like, shit, that's really dope. I was like, I sent him my address. And then like 3 minutes later, I was funded for a year. So I went and quit my day job and put in my 2 weeks notice just in case I might need that day job back one day. And that was 2 years ago now. So we're in almost three, I guess.
Well, that caught you by surprise.
Been doing it ever since.
You weren't actually like probing him for funding. He just out of the blue did it.
Yeah, no, not at all. He just saw a need because nobody was archiving all of this cool Terra content for his ecosystem, for the community and stuff. And I just kind of volunteered, totally joking. Like I was running like a cannabis extraction facility. Like I had a great job. I had no need or want to really leave it, but something with like podcasting and being able to work from home was kind of like appealing to me, and just being able to like get paid to podcast, because I've never like monetized. All the shows are just for fun that I've done. And so like I've never actually tried to put ads in them and monetize that. I'd never really liked that kind of model. So to have him be like, I'm gonna fund this so you can do this full time, just in my head I was like, I'm gonna get paid to fucking podcast. This is the coolest shit ever. And that was it. And then the run started. I documented the whole run up from like what 30, 25, maybe 20 up to 120. And then as we all know, the crash, and then the split. And then here we are, the end of 2023, watching it happen again.
Well, real quick, and for anybody, I've nested the terraspace.org website up above.
TSX, so you fucking pleb. It's terraspaces.org. Come on, man. Get it right. It's in the name.
Okay.
It's in the
all right. Name. All right. I'll fix that for you. God damn it. Hey, just so you know, I'm not. Hey, I will admit, I've always admitted, even in our good friend's Robo space, like I'm a pleb, like I don't know any better. So give me a second. Stand by while I fix that.
But hey, Fig, I'll pin a couple things too for you. I got the latest episode of the Jam Hole. If anyone wants to hear, we're on episode 815. That was the comedy show I started back in 08. We took a hiatus for a few years when we had a kid, and then we've been back at it since like 15 or 16, just every week, every other week, whenever we can, just kind of making people laugh. And then I'll pin up the music and stuff. If you go to imaginethesmell.org, you can check out all the Web3 music we're putting out with Rack FM. And got some cool songs coming out here pretty soon.
Dude, you are just Johnny on the spot, man, because I was about to ask you that and you just did it. Like, are you reading my mind, Finn?
Bro, I've been doing this for a long time. I know the questions you're going to ask before you ask me. And that has nothing to do with the pre-call warm-up we had. These are different questions.
Right. So I'm intrigued because you're there for the start. You're there for the run-up. You're there for the crash. So you have an intimate understanding of everything that's going on with Terra Classic and also Luna 2.0, I imagine.
Dude, he knows what color underwear you're wearing right now, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, guess.
Yeah. Joke's on you. He's not wearing underwear right now. And I'm in my work sweats. So, you know, it's Web3 for you.
All right, I'll take them off so you can be right.
Oh, shit. God, so that was going to be that kind of show.
Oh man, this conversation took a dark turn.
Oh yeah, God. I watched the interesting split happen, and I watched all of the micro cap gem hunters, airdrop hunters find Terra Classic. Probably did what everyone did, looked at the all-time high and was like 120, looked at where it was at now and was like, holy fuck, I'm going to be rich, and then bought a bunch. And now they're just like a bunch of fucking retards yelling into the darkness, trying to like repeg something that's never going to get repegged. But it gives people something to do. Like, that's cool, man. I can't fault them for it. I'm not actively like active in the classic community. I do all of my focus on the main net, Terra itself, but it's cool to see people pick up a chain that was dead, that should have been shot, put down out of its misery, old Yeller style, and like try to do something with it, even if that something is to grift other people and try to extract some of this liquidity that's sitting there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's I don't even know how I feel about the repeg, but I sense where you're going there on that one. But What's some of the most interesting things that have happened in the last week in the cosmos that you've covered?
Besides Zeph just completely showing everybody how a chart should look, Kuji's been nice. Omniflix is really interesting. I like what they're doing with media and having a platform that's not just normal like NFT, PFP kind of style platform. It's more like video and interactive video, stuff like that. I really like what LionDAO's doing. I like what White Whale's been doing with the Ride the Whale thing and the Ash. And I like how other projects that I'm into, like I'm really into the Raccoon Supply guys, Rack FM is a branch of that. I like how they're getting involved in these other projects on Terra and on these other Cosmos chains. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of interesting stuff happening. It's kind of hard to like narrow it down. I think if I had to pick, people using Akash to fucking mine Zeph would probably be like one of the cooler use cases I see, just because it like pumps bags. But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of interesting tech happening. There's also a lot of grifters, so you gotta be careful out there.
I was in RoboSpace earlier today, and he was pointing me in the direction to check out Lavanya. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, Lalvana?
Yeah, is it Lalvana?
No, I just call it that because I'm not a huge fan, but they're cool. They're back. They're building. So whatever. They lost their way for a little bit. I'm not like a big TradFi guy, so I'm not like big into perps is what they call it. I don't know. The only perps I'm familiar with are perpetrators, so take from that what you will.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because I was looking into it. God damn, dude. Like, shots fired. No, what was it? Because I was looking into it and you know, because I was going through their Twitter and going through some of their history, and then I try to go into their actual product, and it says Lavanya is, or LOL Vanya in your case, is currently not supported in your region.
Shocked. I'm wearing my shocked face. Another okay. Project geocucking the. Oh, I'm so shocked.
So I was like, what's the rundown on these guys? Because like I look at their polls, it's like those are not laughing numbers. What's your take on these guys? Because I can't. I mean, in the short period of time,
They've been around for a long time, and so mm-hmm. they've got some clout. They've got some good devs and stuff. They've got a good idea. I'm not a fan of how they. And this is just a personal preference. Like,
no,
there's
go ahead.
too many projects out there to like waste time on shit that makes you feel funny inside, and they're one of the ones. I was with it from the meteor shower, all that shit, followed it, watch them just blow up, and then after the crash watched them like a bunch of other projects just kind of tuck tail and run. So after that I was like, nah, I ain't got time for that bullshit. It's the same thing with everyone that's geogating. Like, if you're in crypto, like build solid shit so you don't have to geocuck people. Like that's totally spits in the face of everything crypto is about, in my opinion. Other people are like, no, that's not. There's like rules and regulations. And like, shut the fuck up. It doesn't matter because code is law. So just write better fucking code. Stop getting your Twitter accounts fucking hacked, these silly little sim swaps, and like write solid code. And then you won't have to worry about geo blocking anything, because what are they going to say? Like, it's in the code. Sorry, guys.
There's a lot of venting going on here.
So I was like, I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about it. I, like I said, I really don't care. But if I had to have an opinion, that's the opinion I have.
Well, I mean, when you have certain individuals playing semantics and personal politics being thrown into the mix, it, you know, from I would think the general understanding of DeFi would be to, you know, kind of, it's supposed to be open source, open to anybody, irregardless of the geo location. That's my understanding. If yours is different, I mean, I'd love to hear it. Maybe I missed something.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, if you have VCs and all that shit trying to, like, look at your project to invest a bunch of money, like, they're going to be fucking shied away by certain things. And having the big bad SEC and Gensler come down on them is one of those things, as we've seen in the past, which is, I think, one of the things that's super appealing about Zeph right now and why it resonates with all of the lunatics is because that privacy aspect might have been able to, I don't want to say like reverse, but it might have helped a little bit in that first run up, you know, like if not everything was just out in the open on the chain, like it was, so that people are like, oh, that's how much it'll take to depeg it. No problem. Like, let me call some of my rich fucking homies and we'll fucking kick this thing in the nuts. No problem. And so having that stable and the privacy aspect, it seems like that's kind of hitting a lot of checkboxes for the lunatics, which is cool to see.
Yeah, no. And on top of that, I remember it was an old tweet from CZ himself that he quoted, and I'm probably getting this quote wrong, but he mentioned that Do Kwon had something like he was onto something, like he had a great idea. It was just poorly executed. That being said, Zephyr might be on the cusp of solving that one issue. And I was reading their article last night before I crashed and burned. Like, what was it? They were, I don't remember verbatim, but launching their own stable coin on top of what they already have built in place. They did mention like a lot of like what was going on with Terra and solving these other problems, like vulnerabilities that would potentially cause a depeg, like if it went under a dollar by a point, whatever percentage. I'm not a quant. I can't remember these numbers because when I see numbers, my IQ starts to shrink a little bit. So forgive me if I get this wrong. It almost seems like there's too much arbitrage, like where markets tend to shift away one way or another one, where, you know, they can dump their stable coin, and then they loosely mentioned several other potential vulnerabilities, but at least they acknowledged that, hey, the team itself is not are not shying away from these other problems and aspects they're trying to solve. So it's like, I mean, at the current moment, it's an ongoing development process.
Yeah, and that's all any of this shit is. I mean, it's all just an experiment. It's all just beta tech. Like, you got to take that for what it's worth. And if you're able to digest that risk appetite, then fucking YOLO, baby. Like, if not, you know, the stocks and GME are that way, down the hall to your left.
Dude, I find it a bit of an oxymoron that people that I've heard in multiple spaces were, you know, what was it, trying to be safe and then have crypto in the mix in the same sense. We all know that crypto, at least I thought we all knew that crypto was volatile in nature. Safe doesn't have a place in the narrative.
It's a spectrum, like most of these people out here. It's on a spectrum, and you have different levels of safety, I guess. But none of it is, and even your bank, like if your bank wants to just close your account, like they can fucking do that. And what are you going to do about it? Not a goddamn thing, you know, like it's as safe as anything else, I guess, except that this is trying to remove power from the powers that be rather than your normal bank who is just playing along with their game. And so whenever you remove power, try to shift power, you're going to get pushback. And that's when you got to make sure that code is as bulletproof as you can get it, because if your boys didn't find the exploit, better bet somebody else will. And that's just the nature of code, you know, especially in this early stuff.
Here's a little fun fact for you. I'll throw your way. I'm not sure if you knew this, but we did an episode a while back because I got scammed right to my face. But I also found out that 68% of, I guess, scams or rugs or whatever you want to call it happen internally within banking or financial institutions, according to the Census Bureau on the FBI records. Did you know that? 68%.
Yeah, I didn't know the exact number, but it doesn't surprise me. Like, whenever you read about that kind of shit, it's always someone on the inside, I feel like. So I don't know. That stuff doesn't surprise me, especially when you're like, you put people in these positions of power and then you pay them jack shit. Like, of course they're going to find ways to exploit it and to get what they feel they're owed. That's just human nature, you know?
Oh, Jerry, you were going to say something?
I've lost my thought. I think you probably said what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, just recently, what was it? CZ volunteer. There's been a mix up with the CZ narrative, going back to what you were mentioning before. With him pleading guilty and paying a fine, yet the narrative for the mainstream narrative seems to be like he's in jail. I don't understand the confusion here. When he voluntarily pleaded guilty, doesn't make him guilty when he just paid a fine and he's still not in jail. Like
it's all psyops. I mean, it's controlling a narrative. It's the same thing that started, you know, all of these big protests and these big power shifts that we've seen happen on like Facebook and shit like that. Like, people will start changing or guiding a narrative months and months before the actual event, whatever that might be, is ready to take place. That way they're already controlling that kind of vibe and the feel, or at least putting those seeds out there for people to find. And that's what all of this tech does, all the social media shit. It's all just like spinning a narrative one way or the other, you know?
Yeah, you definitely have to go through it and digest it appropriately, because wouldn't you say that there's a lot out there on X and on all the social medias that may or may not be true? You have to essentially still do your own research.
Exactly. Do your own research. And if that research is coming over to terraspaces.org and typing in that little search box, whatever project or protocol or space you want to listen to, then that's part of it, you know?
Well, all things considered regarding PSYOPs, I mean, Luna Classic, that's a PSYOP into itself. There was an old recording that you had, and I'm going to go back to Lavanya here, where one of the guys said something. He made a criticism on Cosmos overall. And the way he put it, he said it was and again, I'm going to get this wrong again. And thanks to Robo who pointed me this in that direction. Cosmos has maximized a political environment where you have the mid-level brain on a podium just screaming. I couldn't be further from the truth. It's like anybody who comes into crypto, bam, automatically I'm an expert on how this thing works. Do you ever get that type of smoke blown up your ass more often than I can count?
It ain't a day in fucking CT if nobody's blowing smoke up my butt. I mean, shit, that's just a Monday, man. That's what it is, right? Because people utilize that cognitive dissonance that everybody likes to carry around on their fucking shoulders with them. And all you got to do is make that argument from authority and be like, oh, I've been here before. I've seen this cycle. Therefore, I am an expert and you will buy whatever I tell you to. And like, nobody knows shit. I mean, even the people that know shit, they don't know shit. I mean, it's all just, like I said, it's all just a spectrum. Kind of interesting, man, to watch.
Yeah, it reminds me of Jerry's old friend, Demon. I'm just saying, I know this place is recorded, but I'm just going to throw it out there.
It's a spectrum, PSX. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, hey, Finn, you and Rack FM are doing a, a new video, a music video, right? Is that what's going on currently? Have you guys
finished that? That's what they tell me. I'm not in the video department. I just make the songs. But yes, I am told there will be a video coming for one of the songs. And not just like the EP video like we did before, but an actual like video of a feature-length featurette, I guess we'll call it.
So you're not going to be in it, or are you going to fly? Are you going to fly out to Bangkok with take part?
I fucking hope I'm not in it. I'm not a video guy. That's why I stick to audio podcasts. But no, I think I've done more than my part in putting the song together. So I think whatever they want to do with the video, like, that's awesome. I can't wait to see it though. I've seen bits and pieces of it, and it's pretty neat.
Well, I've heard some of their ideas in it, and it sounds pretty cool. And most of your music that you've done through Rec FM, and correct me if I'm wrong, you basically there's so much content on that you see on X and in crypto Twitter that there's so much that you can laugh about and rap about, and that's how you kind of create that content, right?
it's never ending. I mean, you know what they say about Cosmos and the DPS rate limit, like it's unrivaled, unparalleled in any other eco. And then just being able to take that and make funny riddles and rhymes about it and drop like random references that nobody outside of this nerdy ass circle is going to get. Like, there's something appealing about that to me. And having just a constant barrage of new content or puzzle pieces to choose from, it is also appealing to me. It keeps it from getting stale.
So you're never going to run out of material, thanks to everybody that participates on Twitter, essentially.
I will probably get bored of it before there's any like lack of material to write about, for sure.
Quick question, Finn. I know that Jerry and I were asking you about Chris Amani in an earlier conversation. Assuming that you did reach out to him, what was the response if a potential interview was to take place? And be honest, like verbatim. Be honest, like, because I'm sure, like, the podcast is too affiliated with Glenna Classic. It's like, what was it? Come on, be honest, dude. Like, I can't imagine how much cringe you got from him just by asking that one question.
First, he said, "I'm cutting your funding in half just for asking a stupid fucking question like that." No. His handlers said that they don't want him going anywhere near a Lunk podcast. And I kind of told you guys that, like, you got to get away from that Lunk branding. And if you're going to be multi-chain, like, you got to just do it and stop, like, having Happy Caddy fucking crypto ads at the beginning of the show. But no, they're all like super busy, right? Trying to like get the show back on the proper road, back to the moon. And I get it from a, I guess, legal standpoint. Like, they want to just kind of separate themselves as much as possible. And I don't want to speak for any of them, obviously, but that's the vibe that I get, is that like that chain should have just been completely unplugged rather than just letting you guys fucking pick it up and run with it, which, I mean, it's community. So the community does what it wants. It's, you know, that's just how it is.
Dude, I don't think the community knows what it wants.
It absolutely doesn't. It wants Lunk back to a dollar. It wants UST back to a dollar, and it doesn't care who it has to buy or jump over to get to. You know, like, they don't care. They just repeg that shit. Done.
Well, let's not go there. I don't think that just seems unrealistic to me, right? But people do still say that, don't they? PSX, what were you going to say, man?
Well, I mean. Just the political nature of it. I mean, what I mentioned earlier in regards to you have so many of these talking heads, if you will, running one space after another one. You know, you got communities from all walks of life who can't seem to agree on one single idea. I mean, that's a very challenging situation. And as to, you know, for Finn, when you're covering these, I mean, I don't think you cover anything remotely Luna Classic. At least that's what I see on your archive. Is that
No, if one of the lunatics like specifically asked me to like catch something for him, I will, because I'm here for the lunatic community first and foremost, which is kind of how we got so spread out over like all of these different ecosystems. It would just be like one like homie would be like, hey, can you catch this space for me? And I'd catch it. And then me and my infinite OCD would see that, oh, it's a weekly space. So now that's like on my schedule every week. And then, you know, you do that over a few months and eventually you get a few months there that have like 200, 220 fucking spaces happening. And I'm just like sitting here 24/7, like going crazy. But yeah, I don't go out of my way to grab them because a lot of it's just like that fucking micro cap shilling shit, like Diamond Hands, the shitcoin preachers, as I refer to them in one of my songs. But if a lunatic wants one archive, like I'm not going to tell them no, obviously.
Right. So, because for a while I was trying to figure out who terraspace.org was. I kept seeing my name being tagged in some of the reposts, and I was trying to figure out, you know, how that decision was made for our episodes to be recorded, if at all. Or I mean, because I couldn't even make the connection between you and terraspace.org or Robo himself.
Or even terraspaces.org, which is the connection you should be making. No, you're good.
Terraspaces. TerraSpaces. I'm practicing.
I'm not pay-per-view. So, you know, if people see it, cool. If not, no hair off my nose. But I think the Tank mentioned it, and then somebody else mentioned it. Because I have a few episodes of Interrupted or Uninterrupted from before. See, now I'm doing it. The Interrupted podcast, you fucker. But yeah, there's a couple episodes from prior to that I caught. And I couldn't for the life of me tell you who was on them or why. But if they're up there, it's because somebody asked for them. And if they're not, it's because nobody asked for them.
Well, I bet someone's going to ask for this one then, right?
Well, this one's getting recorded. Because it has to do with Terra Spaces.
Such a
narcissistic thing to say. Obviously, I record all the ones I'm on, you guys. Otherwise, I mean, what the fuck am I doing here?
Hey, I'm encouraging narcissism right now, so I'm not gonna stop you. Have fun.
Yeah, I don't get interviewed that often, and I don't go out of my way to try to get interviewed. It on the site, I think somewhere buried in the menu links, there's an about page that has some Finterviews on there. And there's maybe four or five in like the 2.5 years or however long I've been doing this. And one of them was like after the crash, I probably like dropped some tears on one of them. There was some pretty emotional times back then when the roller coaster was falling. But yeah, I don't mind it. I'm usually on the other side doing the interviews, but it's kind of fun to sit back and listen to people flounder and try to think of questions to ask.
Sir, you're a musician, you're an entrepreneur, you're a one man.
Not a musician.
Okay.
I'm a rapper. I'm a writer, a poet, a rapper. Definitely not a musician. Not musically trained at all. Can't hold a note to save my life.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. And you're a one-man band running terraspace.org, but you're affiliated with six other individuals. God, TerraSpaces. Can you just kick off the S?
I might have to buy that domain now. No, actually, I think TerraSpace is another, like, it was a IRL fucking reality land kind of play, I think, which I thought was kind of funny. But I came first, so fuck them.
Oh, so I mean, because all right, God damn it. All right. So TerraSpaces, you're a one man band. You're also affiliated with Robo plus six other individuals. And, you know, are you still running for like other businesses as well as just your sole focus at this point, seeing that it's a full time job?
This is it. Nothing outside of it.
Jesus, man. Okay. And then
I have like a small glass shop because of where I live in Oregon. I have a lot of friends that are glass artists, but I honestly haven't done any new photo. I haven't done anything on that site since I started TerraSpaces. But if somebody sees a nice sweet piece of glass.com that they want to buy, I'll take crypto for it. Just hit me up. I'm not going to ship to the fucking Middle East though. So unless you pay, you guys got to pay for shipping.
So everywhere else except the Middle East?
Anywhere that's not the U.S. and Hawaii, Alaska, because goddamn shipping's expensive. You know, to get a piece of glass from here to Alaska, it's got to go on a boat, two snowmobiles, and a donkey to get to the fucking the village that it needs to get to. It's completely insane.
The dude said donkey.
Donkey?
In Alaska.
Throw that in there. Is that true?
They're Alaskan donkeys. I've only been to Alaska once, and I wasn't, unfortunately, lucky enough to see an Alaskan donkey in person, but I have seen pictures of them.
So it's true. I thought you just kind of threw that one in there.
Tundra up there is no joke, man. Like, that's a crazy place. If I could pick one place to, like, move and retire to, it would definitely be somewhere in Alaska, I think.
Well, it is beautiful, that's for sure.
Well, other than its beauty, why Alaska?
Because it's so spread out there and you're not living right on somebody else's fucking nutsack, you know? Like, there's room to roam. I can go outside and, like, smoke a joint and just fucking howl at the fucking moon if I wanted to. And, like, nobody's going to say shit because there's nobody for miles. I don't know. The older I get, that kind of shit appeals to me more. I used to be all about, like, parties and, like, being with everybody and hanging out. And now I'm just like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, let me sit and write and just be. I don't know. It's just an age thing, I think.
Way less drama when it's quiet. I love the quiet too. Totally agree with you. My closest neighbor's like a mile and a half away right now in the U.S. But once I go to the Philippines, the closest neighbor is going to be 5 feet away. Like, that's a big difference. So I feel what you're saying on that one, Finn. But in Alaska, what month did you go there? Because, I mean, it can get really cold in the winter, obviously. Did you go there?
Yeah, it was definitely, no, I got to, like, take a dab out on a glacier and all that. So it was definitely, like, spring, summertime. But I ended up going for some cannabis business conference. And so me and a few friends went. And, yeah, that was, like, my crowning achievement there was dabbing on a glacier. Different time, different fin, different culture.
Sorry, not to go on 180. What's Zephyr sitting at right now? I'm ever having to charge.
That's a great question.
I want him to tell the dabbing on an iceberg story. That's what I want to hear. But yeah, let's see what
49. 49, baby. I told you we're gonna hit 50 before the space is over. Let's go. No, it just, you guys know what dabs are, right? Like, you take cannabis flower and you extract it, hydrocarbons or ethanol or whatever, and then you get dabs. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that, but just the quick, you get dabs. So the hardest part was getting the nail hot enough, and then it cooled so quickly because of how cold it was out there that, like, you could barely, like, on the video you could see it, like, stick to the dab nail the first couple times. So I was like, oh shit, you got to get this hot and then just go. And then you're kind of walking that line of, like, combusting your terpenes into, like, cancer cards and carcinogens or something bad because of how hot you're hitting them. But yeah, no, it was a good time. Alaska was the only time I've ever been there, and it was definitely on my recommended to do list.
So being on the glacier, I imagine it was colder than in town, just because of the.
Yeah, you're surrounded by ice. I mean, the ice is melting, granted, but it is still pretty cold.
Did you have to buy a new coat?
Yeah, I don't like to travel with a bunch of stuff. So I was like, I'd make decent money. I'm just going to, like, buy everything I need when I get there, which was the dumbest fucking thing to do because everything there is more expensive because of how many donkeys and boats it has to take to get to, you know, the store, your sports ski house or whatever. But yeah, I just ended up just biting the bullet and you know, did it as a work write-off or whatever you call it. And yeah, we rented a car and went, stayed in a teepee, stayed in a yurt. There's this thing, this lady, she's no longer with us, unfortunately, but she used to create yurts out of recycled stuff. And their whole thing was these things would hold up to an Alaskan winter. And, like, they're out there living in these yurts that they designed and made. Like, it was the craziest shit. I don't know. I've got some videos of it and everything. So it was an interesting time in life, I'll say.
So, random question, just because I'm curious, how much did it cost to get a beer where you were at in Alaska?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't drink, just drugs for me, thanks. But the dabs and the weed was definitely, I would say, not like twice as much, but maybe a third as much as what it costs in the on the mainland. I imagine the booze are probably around the same, but yeah, I don't know. We're all just a bunch of potheads, so.
Well, did you at least drink a Monster or something?
No, I don't drink that shit. Only Rockstars in so my gullet.
Would you buy a Rockstar when you were up there?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I would have had to. Otherwise, I would have had like major fucking withdrawals, and that would have been no bueno up in the fucking frontier, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. You don't remember how much it was?
I'm going to have to look back at my receipts now. See, I didn't know you guys were going to be grilling me on tax questions.
Dude, this is just on the fly, man. I'm curious because that
is Ray Raspberry down there feeding you questions to ask me about my books. No, Ray, I will not open my books. How dare you?
Yeah, Robo's sitting there feeding us questions to ask you. Wait, the crazy ones are about to come.
Zephyr's at 49.36, by the way, just saying. Carry on.
Let's go. Let's go. Zephyr turned all these cousins into Zephews, and now we just chilling. So let's fucking go.
Did you find that receipt yet?
This was in 2016. I'm getting close.
You actually found the receipt?
No, just the photo album. Hatcher Pass. Yeah, I don't know. Alaska Hemp Fest 2016. Oh, it was sponsored by Rockstar, so we didn't pay for them. Shit.
Well, you didn't bring. Whoa. Go ahead.
I'm glitching.
Oh, yes. No, you're good now. I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm trying to unmute myself, but it's like I'm not even touching my phone and I'm just watching it glitch in and out. But I'm sorry. I'm so distracted with the Zephyr charges. I'm just staring at it right
it's
now.
Terra Spaces. Go ahead. You can say it. Terra Spaces.
Terra Spaces. Terra Spaces. You know, any plans on uncovering like anything outside of outside of Cosmos, or do you just don't give two jack shits about it?
That's definitely a good way to put it. More so, like it's hard to balance time with all of the spaces, and then to add ecosystems, especially if those ecosystems aren't pitching in anything. It's like, why? Now, granted, if obviously a lunatic is like, hey, can you grab this ETH space? Like Robo fucking does. He's not even a lunatic, but he's a rack, so I gotta help him out. But like, he's like, will you get this Solana space? I'm like, we're closed today, bro. Fuck off. Like, I don't care about Solana. I don't have a Solana wallet. I never made one. Like, I care more about Cardano than I do Solana. So like, stop asking me. But no, if people ask, if people pitch in, like, I'm more than happy to. You know, I'm just trying not to make more unnecessary work for myself, especially if it's just like some shill shit. Like, we've all heard all of, like, nobody wants to listen to more shill spaces. But if it's some interesting, let's say, for example, if somebody on Solana was like, hey, I figured out how to make a fucking spaceship with faster than light travel, I would be interested to hear that space and to archive it. But if they're like, hey, like, we just made this PFP project and it's got like staking, and then like, I don't care. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's great. I mean, it's just.
And I was like, guys, like, I got to poke fun at Jerry a little bit. Because he loves the NFT. He's more of a, what they call an NFT
aficionado.
Maximalist. I'm an NFT maximalist. No, I'm just not quite. But honestly, if it's not Bitcoin, it's all about NFTs on every chain. That's me. Except for Bitcoin, obviously.
I'm going to do something that we don't do often. I'm going to bring up JG up because I'm curious, because I know he's been.
he's going to add to the hilarity, I'm sure, because yeah. I think we've talked to him before, yeah. Finn, right?
Yeah, we're homies.
Yeah, just chilling with the homies.
Just chill with the homies, man.
Exactly.
We share an artist, so we're like step homies.
Oh my gosh. Is that the Whale is the same artist that did something for you guys?
Yeah, shout out to our boy Ambedo. He does all of the art for the Rack FM music that I've been putting out. He also did the art for Miglu Whales and some other stuff you're probably going to be seeing soon on your timeline.
All right. I've seen that Twitter and the Telegram. So now I know, because that's
he doesn't interact as much on Spaces because he's too busy trying to find like arbs. My man will find like a 2 cent arb and he like gets so excited about it. It's like the cutest shit. He'll come into the chat and he'll be like, you guys check out the price is like 3 cents different. Get on this arb. No, he's not like that bad, but it is funny. He's like the arb hunter of the group for sure.
Well, that's dope because a lot of us don't have time for that.
Yeah, I definitely don't. I sit here all day. Like I'm just not looking at that screen when I should be, I guess. I miss all the good shit.
Mr. JG, good to see you. How are you, my man?
What's up, guys? Hey, you know who always got a good arb is Ambedo is always posting good arbs.
That's what he's talking about, yeah, bro. Dude,
really? Yeah, he's always posting those good shit. Arbs. I can't do that shit either. Hey, I'm not going to lie, though. I did put $1,500 on Zep at $18, and that shit's ripping.
Oh, I hate you. I put it in at like 36 or something. No, it was, let me see. I got it right here. Where was my entry finally? I did something I didn't want to do, and I sold my membrane bag. And I feel like I sold that bag super early because a membrane's like not even a mill market cap yet. And they're, I don't know. But it was the only like liquidity at the time I could grab. So I got in it utilizing those bags at $36.80. Thank you. Bought the local top, which became the bottom next day. And it's been up from there, so hey, can't complain.
Bro, I normally don't ape when, like, Zephy and Bruce start selling a different token, but I learned my lesson the last few times. I just bought it. I was like, fuck, I'm buying this shit. They're going to pump it. Let's buy it. Ride it up. Anybody who's not paying attention, hey, don't overthink it. Don't be a midwit. Just buy this shit. You know what, though? Honestly, I like Zephy because... I mean, personally, I like the Cosmos, right? But I do want a store of value. And if I can have a private store of value, like, I'm all in. Like, I missed the Bitcoin train. I only got, like, a little bit of Bitcoin, right? So I missed the Monero train. This is the one right here.
Did not miss the Bitcoin. You did not, like, it's going to go.
Bro, I mean, I didn't get it. I didn't get it at, like, you know, 18 or 15 or 10. Like, there's a bunch of people who got, like, Bitcoin at, like, great prices. Like, that's not my entry. So I'm trying to look
like $500 or some shit or for free because they mined it and got, like, 50 of them just red. Oh, God. Yeah, that was not me. I'm down to, like, my last 0.25.
You got more than I do, dude. But
JG, I'm going to have this conversation with you 2 or 3 years down the road, and you're going to be like, this is what you're going to say. Gosh. I had an opportunity to buy Bitcoin when it was at 35K. That was when it was a good price.
No, you won't. We're not going to have that conversation because I'm going to be like, damn, but I bought Whale when it was like 0.09 cents and now it's $140. You know what I mean? Like, we're good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, and there's going to be another chance when BTC tanks down to like 15 or 20 again. So don't worry. Like, another shot will be there. Everything's cyclical.
You say you're going to sell the news?
But I don't know if that's going to happen. If they ETF it, I don't think we're ever going to see a $15,000 Bitcoin. I think you're tripping.
Oh, they'll sell the news, JG. They will sell the news. I know it. What do you think, Finn? Are they?
Bro, are you delusional? You know how much Bitcoin the fucking Feds got? Like, they will dump on your fucking punk ass so fast when that shit starts going up to maintain this nice, steady 30K spot. I don't see it. I don't know, though. I'm just a fucking retard. I'm just writing raps about this shit.
Dude, the only reason why the Feds went after, like, Binance when we all got news that that was because BlackRock didn't want to be the exit liquidity. So, I mean, I can make like, that wait, argument.
Wait, we're holding BNB, too. Hold on. Get the BNB also.
That's yeah, four. Exactly.
Yeah, that's why Zeph is such a dope play. Like, it's the only thing with a fighting chance that's still, like, ballsy enough to give a middle finger to the fucking the powers that be.
Okay, but here's the thing. But, you know, what I've been seeing with Zeph is that they don't really have utility, right? They don't want to have utility on the blockchain.
It's just utility is that it's a CIA honeypot. So just...
No, I get that. I get that. But we still need to have chains that you can do stuff, right? So it doesn't negate the Cosmos thesis of like being able to do fun, smart shit with your money, right? Like, this is a whole different paradigm with a different value proposition.
You need to get some pools on like on Kuji and on Whale and that would be dope. I'm trying to get TFL to give me my payment in Zeph, so we'll see if that works out.
Okay, but here's a did you see that prop on Atom for the Atom validators to start to use some of their CPU power?
I also heard part of the space that gave birth to that.
Bro, that's such a brilliant idea. God. And honestly,
Zeph just told me, look, Zeph just hit 50.
Dude, listen, but if Zeph is going to be Cosmos partner, they should be Cosmos partner with the most decentralized Cosmos chain, which would be Luna. That's what we figured. That's what we learned in Cosmosverse, right? And not the Nodal Factor, blang, whatever.
I think the important takeaway from this is that not only am I a pet psychic, but I'm also a crypto psychic. And so I will be doing readings if you're holding specific NFTs or if you pay me in Zeph. If you want me to talk to your pet, whether dead or alive or anything like that, just let me know. Finn Martin, pet psychic.
Don't you tell the truth about Alaska. I now that you've told the truth so many times when I thought you were just joking, I believe you 100%.
It's all I can tell.
Yeah, you know what? I had a couple buddies go and do those fishing expeditions in Alaska and like work in like crazy situations. And they were telling me that actually like all illegal substances are way more expensive in Alaska. Like way more.
Well, that's, you got to bring your own for sure. Yeah. Or like have friends there. But yeah, we're at $50.46. So I think that's going to about do it for us here today. Did you guys have any more questions about me or Terra Space?
Oh, he needs to make his moves, bro.
It was like, motherfucker was right. It was going to hit $50 before the space ended.
That's psychic, I'm telling you. I'm making my pivot.
What are you going to do when Zeph's a $200 market cap by end of week? You know what I mean?
I'm going to Disneyland.
I'm going to buy more.
I doubled down and dropped $800 on some mining equipment to mine this shit. Get some free Zeph. Don't you have like 1,000 like internet intern computers?
I'm just mining it. I have to shut off my botnet first, which, believe it or not, pretty fucking lucrative. Not gonna lie, pretty fucking lucrative. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, these recorders, they're just sitting there. My only concern is the bandwidth issue, because I have like what they call unlimited, but then they do this neat thing towards the end of the month where they're like, hey, you're 90% towards your limit on your unlimited plan. We'd hate to have to fucking charge you more money than you're already fucking paying. So I don't know how much like bandwidth that shit takes, but
let me answer something.
It might be worth looking into. I don't know.
Hey, but why not just call and see like, hey, can I just pay more so I don't deal with this? Like,
no, because like, I'm paying so much, bro. So much. And I have to ask if you're so Zeph, hard to get paid, bro. It. Come on. I might just do the Akash thing. Ask everybody to pay me. It's a lot of work.
TFL loves you.
That's one thing I got going for me. Isn't it?
We all love it.
Fuck yeah. Come on. I can't wait to make more music. This next EP is going to be dope.
This is ready that we can mint it.
Yeah, I'm going to
send you the link later today to our new site so you can see what it looks like. We're still hooking up the contract, but it's fucking dope.
I'd also like to just ask any other devs out there if you guys could just stop relying on fucking CoinGecko APIs to like display your price. Those of us in the US would really fucking appreciate it, especially when that little thing just crashes your whole fucking experience. Now, I know I see I got to taste a little bit of the new for the Whale front end and it works. So thank you. Now, if everyone else could do that, that would be fucking fantastic. I'd hate to have to dump your tokens for Zeph as well.
Guys, we're coming up at the end. Finn, I want to thank you and for coming on. JG, always good to hear from you. Jerry, anything else before we wrap it up?
Hey, thanks for coming in. This was a blast, guys.
Awesome. And for anybody else, please give Finn a follow. Terra Space is a follow. Stop giving me shit. And a good friend from Backbone Labs, JG. And with that, we'll see you guys next time. So greatly appreciate your time.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape up under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terra Spaces.